We reach the end of the 10th month of the year. It's October 31st. Halloween, everybody. So guess what? Watch out for ghosts, for goblins, for bats, for monsters, and anything evil. And watch out for little kids going around getting your candy. Because you know, all the kids are going to want to eat it before it ever gets in the bag. And watch out, because when they get jacked up on sugar, they can be just like all of those monsters and goblins tonight. Well, enough about me trying to imitate Vincent Price. I mean, you know what I mean. Happy Halloween, everybody. And also, it's that time of the year that a lot of SU fans get excited about. But there is a lot of uncertainty this year. It is time for the tip-off almost for basketball season. Because in the next week, they have their two exhibition games against Southern Connecticut and Southern New Hampshire. Boy, are they going to go south again? Who knows? But of course, their first main game is next Friday against Cornell. But there is a lot of uncertainty with this year's basketball team. There has been quite a few departures, especially Tyler Lydon leaving early. And where's his destination? Oh yeah, he got drafted, but he's in the G League. And also, Terrion Thompson's surprising transfer to Seton Hall. Yes, there is uncertainty. Of course, we got four decent-looking incoming freshmen. Marek Doljaj, our gift from Slovakia, Howard Washington, and O'Shea Brissett from around Buffalo and from suburban Toronto, and also Barama Sidibe, who looks to be so far a decent-looking center prospect. And speaking of also people who are coming back, welcome Matthew Moyer out of his redshirt season, and also welcome back Pascal Chukwu, who's come back from an eye injury he suffered early last season. And it looks as though he's going to look almost like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar because he'll be wearing goggles. But, you know, just like Arinze Onowuku, looks like he can't hit from the free throw line. And also, Geno Thorpe, welcome from South Florida, who is definitely a pretty good shooter. And, I mean, he could pick up the slack from the arc. But also, we got Tyus Battle and Franklin Howard. They're really the only veterans of this group that are back, which definitely rings the thing of uncertainty. As, of course, last year, we made it to the NIT, whoopee, and wound up losing to Ole Miss. And a lot of people are saying this is a middle-of-the-road Orange team. Heck, some have only picked them to finish 10th in the ACC. That doesn't show a lot of confidence. But of course, next year's big incoming recruiting class hopefully will raise expectations. Of course, a lot of the uncertainty was because a lot of people wondered if Boeheim was going to be back or whether he was going to stick to his plan to retire. Well, we all knew that Boeheim didn't want to retire. And of course, Hopkins decided to take the thing, hint, and go to Washington. And of course, he's already taken a potential recruit away from us with Roberts. Well, I digress. It's time for us to hit the hard court. It's time for us to hit the floor. It's time for SU fans to get excited. It's basketball time. Let's flood the loud house with all our cheers. Let's flood everything. It's time to make some noise. And of course, making some noise, by the way, there's going to be maybe a little noise next Tuesday, because next Tuesday is Election Day. And one of the things I definitely am going to stoop for is the proposition on the ballot for a constitutional convention. Because you know what? It would be a bad idea if that happened. I'm imploring people to vote no for the proposition for the Constitutional Convention. Because for workers like me and millions of others that belong to unions, especially with schools and other public sector jobs, that could be bad news if they vote yes for the Constitutional Convention. A lot of things, especially pensions and other things, could be at stake if they vote yes for a Constitutional Convention. So I am saying, hey, you want to jeopardize the futures of a lot millions of New Yorkers? Don't vote yes. I am imploring you say to vote no for it and help keep our future safe. And also, there is a lot of contention with a couple of local races. I mean, town council around here has the two got people who also who had that little scuffle there at Parker's running against each other. Of course, there's four on the ballot for town council. But you know what? I am voting for a guy who definitely has been a good guy for a lot of his life, who was a friend of my father, whose son is a friend of mine because him and I went to school together, and one who always has had a friendly word to say and always has checked up on everybody. I'm saying I'm voting for David DeLalis. I am not voting for Tom Rzeka because, you know what? Yeah, the dump is a very contentious issue around here, but it doesn't give you the right to turn it into a wrestling match after a town board meeting, if you know what I mean. As for the other town council, I'm still undecided between Mr. Avery and Mr. Turkett. Of course, we'll decide next week. For county supervisor, it's another four-way run. I know one of my votes is definitely going to the guy who they call the Kraut, but I'm kind of, you know, a little contentious about saying that, even though I just did. I'm just going to say I'm voting for Mr. Cronenwetter, but for the others, I'm still undecided. It's either, with me, it's either between Hopkins or Lott. I'll decide when it happens. But I want to say last but not least for races, for district attorney. You could have a Porsche when you don't want a jalopy. Barry Porsche has done a great job in his years as DA. Keep him in as DA. As anybody who votes for a guy who definitely has no experience prosecuting cases and who may want to give breaks to first-time driving while intoxicated offenders is definitely going to be a sappio if you vote for him. That's the way I look at some of these races. Get out and vote next Tuesday. And who wants to say whoopee about this whole thing that Tiger Woods is going to be coming back in November to the golf tour? Yeah, a lot of people are wondering when he's coming back. Well, you know, he's damaged goods. His body's falling apart. And of course, his reputation took a big hit. So, you know, yeah, Tiger Woods is coming back. But you know what I say? Whoopee. Big deal. That ship has sailed. He's through. I mean, he's no longer the feared golfer that he once was. And Jordan would Spieth volumes if he plays Tiger one-on-one, because I think it would Spieth volumes if he crushes Woods. Yeah, Tiger Woods is back. Whoopee. That's what I say. And of course, Kevin Spacey, that whole thing. You know, his reputation is definitely going to take a big hit now. Yeah, those allegations that he sexually abused a minor back in the 80s. Well, you know what? He also took the time not only to write a response, but also to say that he's coming out as he's now a gay one. Gay person, let's just say that. You know what? Wrong way to do it, Mr. Spacey. Yeah, you've won 2 Academy Awards. You're a great actor. You've done a great job on House of Cards. But you know, there's a thing as damage control. Although I don't think from this allegation, there's a thing as damage control. Of course, look at Harvey Weinstein. Look at what a monster it looks like this guy has been. Look at all of the great actresses who come out to say what Weinstein has done to them. You know, there's no damage control for Weinstein. He's headed to jail. That's the way I look at it. And last but not least, I'm giving a big shout out to both the Minders and the Waterloo's girls volleyball team, who have gone to the semifinals in their classes there in the Section 5 tournament. And Waterloo's got a big match against Wayne coming up. Good luck to the Lady Indians volleyball team, and good luck to the Lady Blue Devils as you take on Leroy. That's all the rants I have time for this week. I'll talk to you later, dudes.